But dear friends, are you better off now, tonight, than you were 365 days ago? That's kind of what we do on this night, New Year's Eve. We take some time to reflect on how things went this last year. And the answer to that really depends on who you ask, if your year really went well. Think of some of the people you could ask on how you're doing this last year. If you asked, for example, your financial advisor, he could take a look at and see how you're doing this last year. He'd look at your balance sheet and what the bottom line says. Maybe some of us are feeling really good about that. Maybe some of us not so good tonight. I don't know. You could talk to your doctor, and he could assess how you've done this last year. What would he say, or what would she say? My doctor looked at my numbers, said pretty good, but then she looked at, you've gained 10 pounds this year. Doctors can give an assessment of how you're doing. For our students here, teachers give an assessment too on the report card. They can just look at the report card and say, yeah, based on your performance, this is how you're doing this last year. And then finally, who else can we look to? Well, we can look to our bosses, the people that employ us. The bosses can look at our job performance. Have we blessed the organization that we work with? How has it prospered? And they can give an assessment. That's what we're doing tonight. We're kind of looking at how the last year went. What I've learned as a pastor, and maybe it's true for many of you, is I've learned that actually the assessments that people give us aren't always accurate, are they? Or they're not always true to what the person says. Let me explain that. I've been in situations where someone is poor. And if a financial advisor came in and assessed their situation, their bottom line, he'd say it's not going so well. But I've seen a lot of poor people actually say, I'm doing pretty well. On the other hand, I'm sure you've seen it too. As a pastor, I see all sorts of people. But on the other hand, I've seen people that are really wealthy. And a financial advisor would say, yeah, you're doing really well assessing the situation. But actually, they're really not all that happy with how their life is going. I've seen situations where doctors have said, and this is a story told in this congregation. Jerry Wiley shared this in the dementia support group. Jerry's doctor told him, write your will when he was diagnosed with dementia. Some of you know that that's what he was told. The doctor said, your situation's very grave. That's how he assessed his life. You know what Jerry said? No, it's not. I can live with joy. Some doctors have said that you're not living so well or living very well, and actually you're not. We're constantly assessing, and there are people who can assess how we're doing, but it's not always accurate. And we could even trust our guts and and how we're doing tonight, how we've done this last year. But are our guts always accurate? Some of us may feel really good about what's happened this last year. Some of us may feel not so good. Assessing things, that's New Year's Eve. Well, it's important as we think of all this assessing that's going on in this last year and as we look to the next year, there's someone that we need to look to. Isaiah 51 says, the person that really matters in assessing us is God. What is his assessment of who we are? I just want to take a moment to share with you God's assessment of you. Number one, you are valuable to God. Doesn't matter what happened this last year or the year to come, you are valuable. It's said in Genesis, look it up in the very beginning of the Bible. I won't look it up, but you can. Genesis chapter 1, God made you in his image. He loved you so much, he wanted to create it. He created you in his likeness and form. We think that that's what that text is saying. He made your mind so that you could think like he thinks. In the middle of the Bible, Psalm 139 says this. This is how God values you. It says that God knit you in the womb of your mother. He cared about every part. That's what Psalm 139 says. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, you're valuable. He looks at the sparrows and says, look at the sparrows of the field. God takes care of them. You are worth way more than the sparrows out that you see. So number one, God assesses you. You are valuable in God's eyes. Secondly, God assesses you as new. Do you feel new? You may not, I don't know how you feel. God's assessment of you is that you're new. You are a new creation. 1 Corinthians says this. The old has gone, you are new. The other thing, so that's the second thing. The third thing is that God sees his Spirit in you. Jesus says in John 14, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear abundant fruit. Romans 5 says it, my Spirit lives in you. Three, God assesses you. No, that was three. Number four, how does God assess you? He assesses you as his representative on earth. He thinks very highly of you, in other words. Where do we find that in the Bible? All throughout the Bible. But think of this passage. You are a city on the hill. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth, of the world. And then finally, God views you as someone that's going to be transformed. He looks at your future and sees someone that's going to become something great. It says at the very end of Revelation, it says there's going to be a time when there's no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more grief. You are going to be transformed. What an amazing assessment God has for you. And you know what? 365 days ago, when you were thinking about how valuable you are and all those sorts of things and how your year was going, God saw you the same way. His assessment is what counts. There's a very clear way that he assesses us to see if we're valuable. It's this. If Christ is in our heart, if Christ is in our heart, then he says, wow, there are all those things that I mentioned in the Bible. And that's the test. I remember a few years ago, I was sick on Holy Week at Peace. Some of you may remember this. I was really sick. And it was funny to hear everyone's assessment of how that was going. Some people said, man, you look terrible. You need to go to the hospital. And my assessment was, I'm fine. I'll get through it. Then I got the assessment of my wife when I went home. Her assessment was, you need to go to the hospital. Then I got to the assessment of the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm not sure about your situation, but we need to test you. We need to put you to a test. We need to get an x-ray of what's going on. That's a very specific way to assess how you're doing. And sure enough, when he took the x-ray, I had double pneumonia. Made it through Easter service with double pneumonia. You may remember that. God has, when he assesses us, he's got a very specific test. All these things that I mentioned are come true. It's just simple. Is Christ on your heart? And as I look out, I know that Christ is on your heart because you've been baptized. We say when someone's baptized, you receive the sign of the cross on your forehead and upon your heart as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Jesus is on your heart. And I know it's true because you're here tonight. There's so many other things that you could be doing, yet Jesus is on your heart. So we're going to take a few moments here to share thoughts for the new year. Thanksgiving for the past year or thoughts about what's coming ahead. But what I love here at Peace is that God's assessment is what really matters in how we see other people and how we see ourselves. So let's go ahead and begin. Does anyone have anything to share as we start here? Moment of sharing this past year. Lindy, thanks for starting us off.
I had the opportunity to travel with a friend, without family and without going to family, and see parts of the world that I had never seen before and didn't know I would ever get to. And I am so very thankful for good health in order to do that, and for good friends who supported me and took care of my house while I was away, and family that didn't discourage me from going because they would like to go too. And I'm just so very thankful.
Tony,
yes.
Big year for you.
Well, I'll share a little story with you. God, in my opinion, gave me a gift last year, which I was married to my late wife for 50 years. I didn't think I would ever find anybody that could tolerate me, let alone like me. But God actually brought another lady into my life, and I wanted to say thank you.
Tony made a wise choice. Their anniversary date is Valentine's Day. You can never forget your anniversary, right? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Peggy, and little by little, this church has grown into my heart. It started with the flowers and the beautiful arrangements in the fellowship hall. I knew that they were signs of love. And when I look outside at what God has done, I fall in love with his creation too. But I've been very, very lonely the last couple of years since my husband had a stroke. And you guys have made me feel so welcome. And I just love being part of this church. So I wanted to thank you.
Anybody else? Citizen Rob?
I'm going to be serious this time. As always, I'm so thankful that I came home alive in one piece from Nam, and that I met Colleen and the wonderful family I have. But this past year has been, by the grace of God, my heart's better through modern medicine and the good Lord. My heart's ticking like it's supposed to. My shoulder is healing as it is supposed to, according to good medicine. And I'll just say my prostate's doing better too. But I'm very thankful to the good Lord, by the grace of God, all the blessings I have.